So this afternoon, I'd like to guide us through a metta meditation, and I'm going to trust in you quite a lot to kind of decide for yourself where you want to take this, and kind of just a little bit lighter, and you know, kind of allowing you more to use the phrases that you're finding are useful and helpful for you. So something about metta practice that may not have been mentioned already is it wasn't set out in any particular structure by the Buddha. And people have to kind of find their own way. So all of these ways are kind of like, okay, I like doing it like this. You may not. So trust doing it your own way, what works for you to start generating that kind of atmosphere of kindness, of well-wishing, of giving away what's most precious for us. But because it might actually work for you better my way, I'm going to share my way, yeah. But just as this is what works for me, yeah, and no expectations of that. As well as that, I'm going to drop in just a little bit of anicca. And that might seem like, weird, but let's just see, yeah. It might be just the thing. Maybe just the thing that, oh yeah, look, this person's anicca and kindness. Really, really anicca. Like, nothing about them is staying the same, and kindness, well wishing, peacefulness to that which doesn't stay the same. So let's see. So, finding what's a supportive posture for kindness for you. Resting into that, supporting yourself into that. Meeting the breath with kindness. Meeting the condition of the heart, of the mind, with kindness. Meeting whatever we sense through our sensitivity with kindness, with a sense of welcoming and allowing to be held in attention and in time to be released from attention. Maybe you can notice whatever you're paying attention to, when you bring in more of a sense that it's more fluid, more dynamic, less fixed than we first thought. Maybe that insight also meets a sense of kindness, welcoming it to express itself as really alive, whether it's the breath sensations, sound sensations. Spaciousness, there's intimacy, and there's kindness. And nothing staying still. Noticing how you feel right now, and imagining who might it be most easy for you to share metta relationship with. Would it be to yourself, to this body, heart, mind, as it's appearing here? Would it be another being you'd like to wish well towards? And if you can't decide, just pick. Taking a moment, getting a sense of this being. That's an image of them, feeling of them, just a resonance. Inviting them or yourself into the heart, into the mind, to the body, the energy of the body, the awareness. Before we get into phrases, just that feeling of connection and kindness. This dance, we're maintaining a sense of them or of us, and also a sense that they are more than that, more dynamic, more alive, less easy to grab onto. Still radiated, held, bathed in kindness. Feel free to bring in your own phrases. Mention ones I like to use. I'll just do one round with my phrases, and then I'll leave you to practice in your own way. I like to wish for people to feel safe, completely safe. They may not be safe, but I want them to feel safe. Safe in their own body. Safe in their own minds. Safe that they can open, soften. And I like to remind myself what it might feel like to feel safe. And I want to feel that. Resonate with that. And then offer that. May you feel safe. Safe to feel fully. Feel. And may you be nourished, deeply nourished, like when we're well fed in goodness. We can feel enough, have enough, I've received enough, deeply nourished, wanting nothing more. And so I remind myself just to feel, what do I mean? How would that be to feel that myself? Content, satisfied. And then I radiate that. May you be deeply nourished. Another phrase that kind of holds a lot of meaningfulness for me is, may you know peace. May you know incredible peace. Inner peace, outer peace. Myself, what might that mean to sink into the depth, beyond the depth that I know? May you know peace, profound. Final phrase for me is, may you be free in every possible way. Free. Free to be, free not to be, that, feeling what it means, and radiating that across. I'll leave you to your own phrases in your own time. Probably continue practicing in this way for another 10 minutes or so. So I just invite you to check in. Do you want to switch to another being, maybe a easier relationship, or to yourself if you were in that way? Or do you want to continue? Just keep radiating in this way. It's up to you. this being. But also noticing they're not a picture in a photo frame. They're a living, dynamic being. Changing many things, not one thing. For a moment, just finding yourself again in this body, in this space, in this room, with these beings, in this moment. And if there's anywhere in the body that needs to be relaxed, released, out of kindness, supporting that. Just noticing or remembering there's probably someone next to you or behind you or in front of you that we could wish well. Invite into our mind's eye, to our awareness, even into our heart perhaps. This being, actually, just like me, is a flowing through of sounds and sensations, thoughts and feelings. Not as constant as they seem at times. Barely here at all as one particular way. Or changing. despite that, it's not instead of that, it's maybe even especially because of that, they're deserving of my deepest kindness and care. And radiating with phrases or just the feeling of kindness with this being, if you wish. Feel you're radiating out into the room where they are, or it could be that you're inviting them in to your awareness, to your consciousness. Also include another being that's nearby, some other side of us. They're also a dynamic, unfolding being. Hopefully we feel it's deserving of our kindness and care. That circle all the way around you, all the beings in front, behind, to the sides. In so many ways of supporting us to be here. Them in kindness, wishing them well. It seems likely that they're probably, some of them are also wishing you well. Giving, receiving, breathing in, breathing out. Wishings of kindness, intentions of kindness, attention of kindness. And letting the kindness that meets kindness expand and radiate out through the whole space of this hall. Out the windows, through the roof, through the floor, expanding and extending and meeting the plant beings, the insect beings, the bird beings, all living forms nearby in their dynamic, undefinable life existence, wished well. Noticing how it is for your care and concern to widen and widen to all the living beings nearby, known, unknown, heard, unheard, easy to recall and difficult. Wider into the neighboring villages, communities, valleys and hills, and all the beings of the earth and the waters and the sky and under the earth. To the oceans and the ocean's depths, this whole dynamic living planet of diversity. May all living beings be and feel safe. Living beings of this world, deeply nourished. May all the living beings know peace, deep peace. May all the living beings and this living planet be free. In every possible way.